Hello, everybody. This is Dr. McClower. Welcome to the grocery store tour. We're talking about breads all week long, and people are afraid of bread. They're afraid. They're freaked out. Oh, my God, you can't eat the bread. Too many carbs, 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 carbs. And if you eat the carbs, then it turns into sugar in your blood, and then you get fat, I guess. That's the theory, and the theory has a kernel of truth, which makes it a much more intractable myth to counter. The kernel of truth is this, that if you were to just eat flour, like raw flour, with nothing else on it, yes, it goes right into your blood, turns into sugar, and that's what happens. It stimulates insulin, you get this rush of blood sugar, which leads to a carbohydrate crash, and you get tired and hungry. The world ends, right? It's not good. However, if you eat your bread with something that includes a natural level of fat and fiber, for example, then it moderates that response. It has to do with the glycemic index of the food. And so, for example, if you have a piece of bread with a little bit of peanut butter, you don't get that. If you have a little baguette and you dunk that thing in some olive oil, that response is muted. If you have pasta and you have olive oil, cheese, whatever on it, you don't get that response. The same thing is true for all of your breads. So, science goes around the block 100,000 times, but it always comes back to common sense and balance in the end. And so the balance here is that when you eat your bread, balance that with something that's got a little fat and fiber in it. Maybe a little butter, maybe a little peanut butter, olive oil, something like that. That'll moderate the glycemic index response, and you won't have that problem. Good? Glad I could help. Listen, if you have any questions, let me know. info@willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.